public places, people avoid eye contact or talking to each other.
Now let's hear from Wang Fei, another of our colleagues. He's from China, but has a much more romantic view of the tube. Let's listen to part of this rather poetic piece he created about the sounds we hear underground.
I hear a rumbling noise begin quietly, then grow louder and louder, building up to a noise explosion as the train comes into the station. I hear the beeping sound and the doors open and close. I hear the clacking sound of the track, a constant soundtrack to people silently reading newspapers and books on the train.
Oh, Alice, that might certainly make us feel a little differently about the tube, don't you think?
Yes, it often takes fresh eyes to look at something we take for granted.
That's true. So Wang Fei used quite a few adjectives to describe some of the sounds we heard there as we travel on the tube. Alice, remind us of a few, please.
Sure. Wang Fei describes the sudden loud sound that we hear as the train arrives at a station as a noise explosion. But first, the train makes a quiet, rumbling noise that grows louder and louder.
That was lovely, because it's a